More people are dying in China from the coronavirus, and authorities in Australia say they are closely monitoring suspected cases here. The chief medical officer says health departments are ready to act if the virus spreads here. Possible cases are being investigated in Queensland and New South Wales, but Australia is yet to be affected by the disease, which is now in at least 8 countries. So what are we learning about who is most at risk from this virus? Julia Holman reports.
In China, the toll from the deadly coronavirus continues to tick up. The country's National Health Commission has confirmed that so far, at least 25 people have died and 830 patients are infected. And while the virus originated in the central city of Wuhan, it's now spread to other cities and overseas. At least 14 people are infected in 7 other countries, including Vietnam, Thailand, Japan, South Korea, Singapore, the United States, and India.
The pattern over the last week would suggest that we're likely to see more cases outside of China. I think that's the pattern we've observed, and you can never be sure about anything, but I think that's likely.
Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Professor Brendan Murphy, gave some more details about who is susceptible to the virus.
The story around the deaths are that they have pretty much been in elderly people or people with other medical conditions, people who are generally frail. That's the word we're getting from China.
And Professor Murphy says he's briefed the Prime Minister Scott Morrison, the Health Minister Greg Hunt, and the Foreign Minister Maurice Payne on the latest data.
In Australia, we still have no confirmed cases, but as I've said on previous occasions, should we get a positive case in Australia, we are extremely well prepared to isolate and manage them.
Queensland health authorities have already tested 6 people for the disease, and in New South Wales, the Chief Health Officer, Dr. Kerry Chant, says 4 people were tested.
We currently do not have any confirmed cases of novel coronavirus infection.
2 of the people tested in New South Wales were cleared late today. Dr. Chant wouldn't disclose which hospitals the patients are at, citing privacy reasons, but she did say any details of confirmed cases will be made public. And she says while all of those tests had travelled from Wuhan in the past fortnight, none of them were on a flight that arrived in Sydney yesterday. She's urging people to seek help if there's a risk that they've contracted the disease.
We really do want to encourage anyone to come forward for testing. So anyone who has returned from Wuhan City or is a contact of a confirmed case from anywhere that has come back overseas to Australia, who develop symptoms of fever, cough, pneumonia, we really do want you to present to get assessed for whether you have got a novel coronavirus infection. So we don't want to put any barriers in the way of encouraging people to come forward.
In China, a mammoth effort is underway to contain the virus. Travel restrictions now apply to several cities in the affected province, and face masks are mandatory in public. More than 20 million people are now effectively in lockdown.
Can you think of the nightmare of trying to close down a city bigger than London, the size of New York City? The violations of human rights, the fear. I'm gravely concerned that this has never worked in the past.
Larry Gostin, a professor of global health law at Georgetown University in the United States, is concerned that the measures are creating a stigma around the virus that could backfire.
The most important rule of public health is that you have to gain the trust and cooperation of the population, and this will drive the epidemic underground. It will mean that individuals and their families won't go to hospital or their doctors to be tested because they'll be fearful and panicky. That was the experience with all the other epidemics from SARS through to Ebola in Africa.
With so many questions about the coronavirus still unanswered, it's not known how long the shutdown will continue and when life will return to normal.
Julia Holman with that report.